WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
What makes essential workers essential?
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
Essential workers help our nation run. You're in every corner of our country and come from all over the globe. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. Visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Just before those announcements, you heard Bad Tumor with the tune Maybe So. And before that, John Tejada and Silent Servant with Protection from the Monitors Redux. And I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now I have Elka with the tune Make Me. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. just heard Kirby, the tune East Bounce. And right now you're listening to Full Circle with the tune Mastermind. Full on head trip. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Master. Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yo. I just want to know, what's the musical journey been like for you? We talk about the things that we wanted to do. You know, I can't even lie, man. Be able to enjoy, I can see the passion.
Yeah.
But I started playing bass.
You're currently listening to Dots Per Inch with the tune Empty Space, the Scott Gascoigne remix. Before this, Silverland with Bang the Drum. Coming up next, I'll have Alex Preston with Tommy's Groove. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing at WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Make me go insane.
You just heard Belters Only, Sonny Fedora and Jazzy with the tune Life Lesson. And right now you're listening to Rivage and Mad Ben with the tune Songas, the Mad Ben remix from Songas Remixes. I'm DJ Firefly. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
No. your CT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
Thank you. happens if you get bored. No, there is more left to do. So baby, don't you leave yourself.
I know it's something I find. I know it's something I fight. I know it's something you know.
You're currently listening to Everything But the Girl with the tune Nothing Left to Lose. Wajada before that with Some Out You Know featuring March Adstrom from Waiting for the Get Down. Brisa before that with Astro Funk from 20 Years of Bastard Jazz. We also had Tiga and Hudson Mohawk before that with Winter Crush from The Ecstasy. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Against Joe and Hunter Biden crumbles before our very eyes. Desperate Republicans are now likening Hunter Biden's recent testimony to the Richard Nixon Watergate tapes, which I know is going to be, it seems a little bit over the top to make that comparison. I don't know. I'm going to play a clip for you from Fox Business here of Congressman James Comer. He's a Republican congressman. He's been one of the primary cheerleaders of this entire farce. And every time he is asked specifically, what policy did Joe Biden change in exchange for money. Well, he doesn't have any examples of that at this point in time. What crimes did Joe Biden commit? Well, that's what we're looking into. They don't actually have anything, but it doesn't stop him from making analogies and using these allegations to simply make unproven accusations against Joe and Hunter Biden. And here it is. This is just like Watergate.
With respect to recordings, you know, they said we don't need the recordings. Well, Richard Nixon didn't think the Watergate committee needed the recordings either.
That's true.
And it doesn't matter what they want. It's what the investigators want.
Right.
And the reason we want it is because we've already proven this family was influence peddling. From Hur's report, we know that Joe Biden mishandled the documents because he was trying to get money. This is a greedy, entitled family. And we need to know exactly which documents were mishandled.
Now, the irony of saying that it's the Biden family that's greedy and entitled, given who was just in office in the Trump family, Trump making $1.6 billion while he was president. And it is the Biden family that is greedy. It is the Biden family that is entitled. By the way, the thing about Nixon, when I was at the White House last week, I was shown in Kamala Harris's area, which is actually in the Eisenhower office building, which is like on the White House grounds, but next door, that's where vice presidents have their offices. She has a desk in the room we met in that it's sort of like the Watergate desk in the sense that it was a desk Nixon used. And if you open up a little door, they showed this to us. If you open up a little door, there's markings from where the infamous recorders from the Watergate tapes were taped and placed. Incredible bit of history and a stark reminder that there is nothing analogous between Joe and Hunter Biden and Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal. But the reason we are seeing this is they just don't have anything else. And I hope that this becomes extremely front and center for voters as we approach November. And later on in the show, we're going to look at a few different videos of people who are interpreting and analyzing what it is that Joe Biden has or hasn't done and what's at stake and the competing visions that are present or will be present on the ballot in November if you vote for Joe Biden and if you vote for Donald Trump. And none of this is about perfection or even seeking perfection. I don't know that we've ever had a perfect president. In fact, I can tell you, we haven't ever had a perfect president. These are just flawed individuals who do some good things and some things we don't like. And it's a balance and it's an evaluation. But the Republican Party of 2024 is in a unique and unprecedented position in a couple of different ways. First of all, the logistics of this forthcoming election we have never seen before. And what I mean by that is there has never been an election in American history with these parameters where your two candidates are both former presidents, current presidents, right? Biden,